Good evening, boo-booers. It's Paul here, still in China for some time. I thought today we'd talk about driving in China. Yes, driving. Big subject. I've just spent the day going to a little town, probably about an hour's drive from here. You know, quite a nice little drive, pretty boring. But, you know, it just occurred to me that I've just become a bit complacent with how they drive here. And on the way back tonight, we, you know, came across another accident. I mean, you do see accidents, not maybe as much as you'd imagine, but, you know, when you do see them, they're a little bit daunting, you know, what you see has occurred and just the way that things pan out with accidents. But, you know, we're a left-hand drive here in China, so they're driving on the left, or driving on the right, left-hand drive. But I'm just, you know, as with many things, staggered with how things are operated here. The main thing that gets me is I just don't get what all these policemen are doing. I mean, there's policemen everywhere. You drive down the road, there's a police car in front of you, the guy overtakes him, does nothing. You know, you speed past him, does nothing. You stop at traffic lights, you see traffic guys everywhere. I just wonder what these guys are actually doing. They're not actually arresting anybody. Saw this accident this afternoon. Wasn't nice, not nice at all. The guy, they were both obviously speeding, or one was. They're constantly overtaking when they never should even think about overtaking. Smack on, head on collision, this one. I don't think he popped out the windscreen, but probably came pretty close. The whole of the front car, both of the front cars were just completely shelved in. You know, and people just standing around watching as if it's, you know, just another accident, basically. But I just don't get it. I mean, there's, you know, heaps of policemen over here, and, you know, they've got, you know, when it comes to speeding, they've got, they have got cameras here, but they've got little machines in their cars which pre-warn them when there's a, you know, speed camera coming up, so that's no big deal. You come up to traffic lights, there's cameras at major intersections, so, you know, that's perhaps when they might behave, but even then that's dubious. They've got so many tricks up their sleeve, they know exactly the span of the camera, they'll go completely to the other side of the road to avoid the camera and still go through the lights. I mean, it's just amazing. They'll go through a slip road around the other side of the intersection, back down the opposite slip road the wrong way, just to get through the lights, to save 30 seconds. I mean, what's going on? You know, you come to traffic lights, there's people all over the place, there's bikes, scooters, just crisscrossing over the road. You know, the lights have gone red, there's still people 5-10 seconds going through the lights, regardless of who's coming at them. You could be driving down a road, people pulling out of side turns, not even looking to see if anything's coming. And do you know what? There is no road rage in China, absolutely no road rage. You never see anybody get annoyed. Yeah, they beep their horns, they perhaps might try and egg on the traffic, get things going, but there's no road rage. You know, I just don't get it. There's people doing stuff where, you know, people have been killed in road rage incidents in overseas countries, and here in China, I suppose they're just so used to it. What can they do? There's nothing they can do. They just get used to it. And I think I'm probably getting to that stage as well now. I mean, when I first came to China, I was closing my eyes. I won't swear, but I was scared. Big scared. You know, you'd see cars coming at you from every direction, big trucks, coaches, buses, whatever. You'd see little guys on the side of the street in there, little fruit carts, you know, just walking out to the middle of the road, just oblivious to the fact that cars are zooming at them. It's just, I suppose they just get used to it. A few years down the track, I'm getting used to it too now as well. I suppose, you know, I have driven in China quite a few occasions. Not that technically I'm legally allowed to, I don't think, but, you know, I've met policemen. No problem, Paul, yeah. I'll give you a license, yeah, no problem. Okay, fair enough. So kind of in some situations, I'd, you know, they're not good drivers, basically. Nobody's a good driver here. That's it, end of story. So if I get the opportunity, yeah, I'll jump in front of the wheel. I'll gladly be in control of my own destiny on Chinese roads. But yeah, and I suppose it's okay this time of year. When it really freaks me out is in the winter when there's snow and ice on the road. That is when it gets really out of hand. Extremely insensitive to the road conditions. You know, they could be they'll be doing exactly the same speed regardless whether there's black ice or not. And I haven't driven on this trip yet. But if you know, if you're thinking of coming to China, don't expect to zip down to Avis or Hertz rent a car and just pull out a car. There's no rent a cars here at all. I mean, you possibly could, you know, get one somewhere, but it just doesn't happen. It's trains, buses, that sort of thing, and anybody's prepared to drive you around or a taxi. But yeah, because I've got friends, I have had the chance to jump in front of the wheel, and I gladly will. I'll gladly make them sit in the passenger seat, you know, and feel safer. Anyway, that's it for today. I'm waiting to head out for dinner. Probably another exciting journey through some red traffic lights. Catch up with you soon. Cheers, guys.